Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is lineage. People will pay big bucks to be royal. A scrapbook that once belonged to Britain's Queen Victoria went up for auction, and the highest bid was £53,400. That's $101,117.42. One of the bidders was hoping to prove royal heritage through a hair that belonged to Victoria contained in the memorabilia. They're doing this because they know that there are many benefits to being in the royal lineage, and if they can prove they are part of that lineage, their rewards could be great. In Scripture, lineage also plays a significant part because God had promised a Savior who would come out of the line of David. This Savior would be the one to save mankind from sin and death and would be great in the eyes of men and precious in the eyes of God. That promise of a royal heir would eventually be realized in the birth of a baby in Bethlehem to simple parents in a lowly stable. Both his earthly father and his mother would come from that royal line. The new king had been born. Yet there was no fanfare, no trumpets blaring announcing the birth of the king. The silence would only be broken by the occasional bleat of a sheep and the joyful sounds of new parents. A humble birth to the King of Kings, yet one without the fanfare of worldly regard. This royal birth was indeed no normal birth. This birth brought forth the only Son of God, born with a special purpose, to bring all people from condemnation to justification. By his birth, we were all invited to be brothers and sisters in the family of God and heirs to heaven. By his death, we were all admitted into the same family of God with equal rights as sons and daughters of the Most High. Now one doesn't need to be descended from the great kings and queens of history. One only needs to believe in Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:26-29 says, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons and daughters of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Now we are all in the lineage of David by faith because of what Christ came to do. By his death and resurrection, we were all saved to one day inherit a portion of the kingdom. This lineage now continues through all those who place their hope and trust in Christ. It's up to us to continue this family line, and we do that by allowing the Holy Spirit to work faith in us to such an extent that we can't help but share that faith with others. At our baptism, we were all welcomed into God's family, and as family members, we were given the special calling to share the good news of Christ's coming so that others might come to faith and be welcomed into that same family. John spoke in his gospel of Jesus when he said, "He came into his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." John 1:11-12. It is faith that gains us membership into the family of Christ, and it is faith that will grant us everlasting life within that family where joy and peace abound. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Romans 8:14-17. All believers are in the lineage of David through faith, but there are also many who forsake this gift won for us on the cross. They reject the promise and accept the lies of the evil one. They are lost without an inheritance unless someone can lead them to the truth. If you are one who has not yet accepted God's invitation into the royal family, his invitation to you will be open that you may come to one day understand the truth. If you know of someone who remains without an inheritance, share the good news of welcome through faith. Together, we can inherit the kingdom. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son who made all things possible and who has won for us our inheritance as sons and daughters. Amen.